We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And get my mic going here. We have General Perry Wiggins in studio with us this morning. He is the Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon. How are you doing?
We're doing well. This is a change. I'm not used to this, having someone in studio here.
Well, yeah, I decided to brave the elements and come on in and maintain my social distancing, though, so that, you know, but it's good. It's good to get out, and it's good to see people face-to-face, and hopefully that's what our future holds here as we continue to navigate this corona environment.
We're safely distanced here. Got a little mix up this morning, and you drive in pretty far from here, so we didn't want to send you back. Chapman, right? That's where you're from?
Chapman, absolutely.
So we appreciate you being here on the show. We're never going to turn you down. We love talking with you here. But, you know, COVID-19 maybe it's taken a little bit of a backseat, at least in the news this week, but it's still part of our daily lives right now, and no doubt having an impact on the military still.
Oh, that's true. I mean, you know, the military, just like all segments of society out there, it has, you know, families and folks that are trying to get back to some semblance of a norm. And I think that, you know, the good thing is that they are really putting in the control measures in order to mitigate any spread of this particular virus. But that has challenges because, you know, the commander, for example, out at Fort Riley, he has a mission to prepare and fight our nation's wars. And these soldiers now are getting back into a training regimen with a little more challenges than when I was in uniform, not having to wear a mask and the distancing principles that are put in place.
What's changed in the interim here at Fort Riley?
Well, I think the way we do business at some of our establishments, I mean, you know, we initially started out the PX and the commissary, just similar to what you do when you go down to the grocery store and here in Manhattan. You know, there's a limited number of people that can go inside the stores at a time. They have signs that basically tell people to maintain distancing while they're in lines and wear a mask. And I think, you know, in the military, there's a little more discipline involved because when you go out to Fort Riley, whenever you're in a public place, everybody has their mask on. And so that's a requirement. And before you enter that building, you're washing your hands. So those are things that we put in. You know, viruses aren't new to the military. We've experienced one right here at Fort Riley back in 1917. And so it's something that we take serious because a virus that affects the force affects readiness.
We were talking here before we went on. A lot of folks, at least in the military, haven't been able to travel hardly at all within a 70-mile radius.
Well, yeah, there's a distance out there that, you know, and if you enter Fort Riley, for example, you'll get soldiers that or security personnel that are standing behind a plexiglass piece of, you know, material, and they'll ask you several questions pretty rapidly. So you have to pay attention, turn your radio off. You roll your window down to about 3 to 4 inches. You take your ID card, you hold it outside. They scan your ID card, you turn it over so they can see the picture. And they'll ask you if you felt any symptoms. Have you, you know, felt sick? Have you run a fever? Have you been outside a certain radius lately? And all those are to basically bring to the attention of folks that if you're exhibiting symptoms and those sort of things, we can work to mitigate the spread of the virus.
And those guys at the gate there, they don't mess around. You don't want to, as you mentioned, you want to make sure you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's.
Well, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, I can't tell you how many people turn off of exit onto going toward a military installation, ignore all the warning signs that are there. It is very serious business. Look at what happened in Corpus Christi just this past month, where an individual tried to run through the gate, basically shot the security guard in the chest, and she was able to activate the barrier, and the individual was neutralized. A military installation is a very secure place. So when you're entering there, follow the rules, follow the signs. They will direct you, but they're absolutely meaning business, and especially in the heightened environment we're in today.
I think we've been very fortunate. You know, obviously, we haven't had a big outbreak here in this part of the state and this part of the country, really. And I think we're all thankful that, especially with our military bases, Haven't heard any major outbreaks on any of them either.
Well, you know, we've been fortunate here in Kansas. One of the things that Kansas has, and the reason it brought me here to Kansas, is you got some space. And I think people here in Kansas, the values and the things that they hold dear, they follow the rules. They look out for the welfare of their neighbor. And to me, that's important. There are some places out there that I've seen, and we see some instances. Lake of the Ozarks recently, where a bunch of young people are getting out there and getting in close proximity, partying and stuff, not understanding that if they do contract a virus and they get back to communities, those that are in biggest danger of getting this particular virus are elderly and people with second, medical type of events, underlining medical issues. When you go back and you interface with those individuals, you have the propensity to possibly spread the disease, even though you may be already immune or may have, a propensity to fight off the virus. Those people might not. And so we have to be sensitive to that. Kansans do that. I mean, by course, Kansans do that. They're friendly. They look out for each other, and they've always been that way. It's just part of our history.
And we're talking with Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council, and Lieutenant General, correct?
I was. Yep, okay. Absolutely.
I just want to make sure I get that right. I have trouble with titles sometimes.
Well, I do too sometimes.
Well, as far as I know that there's a lot of places are opening back up here, and I think what I heard a couple weeks ago here, Fort Riley's going to do it much slower probably than some of the other places.
Well, the commanding general, he's got the pulse of what's going on in his installation and what priorities he needs to take care of. And that's the other good thing about military and how we do business is we have a pretty good grasp on what organizations are doing because we get periodic briefs and he understands and he's trying to mesh that with what the governor's doing here in the state. I applaud John Kolesheski for that because what you don't want to have is people outside the wire and people inside the wire kind of living a different. But he has specific requirements to get things done. And they are methodically moving in directions, but he's taking risk in some places where he knows he has to provide a certain capability to a combatant commander in a specific theater and be prepared to prosecute his war fight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be ready at all times.
And, absolutely.
And we know that. As far as movement of soldiers here, when will we start seeing more?
Well, we're going to see one of the brigades that's going to be deploying out to the National Training Center. That is what we consider our graduate level exercise there before they go and deploy for a real world exercise or contingency. Normally, these guys will particularly go and they'll deploy for a mission. So you're going to see, I believe it's the 1st Brigade that's going to be heading out the door to Fort Irwin, California. And they're going to go out there for about maybe 4 weeks or so. Some will go out a little bit longer. And then they'll return back. They'll get set, get their equipment all prepared to deploy on a mission.
I see. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue our conversation here with Lieutenant General Wiggins on News Radio KMAN.